I got your text as soon as I finished printing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Doesn't matter. Yeah, they told me. I was printing it, and I said, oh. All right. So we come now, both sides, to Sugya, which is difficult, not difficult, I think, in terms of, Svara, necessarily, just requires work just to figure out what's going on in terms of the simple meaning of the words. And then we'll speak about this far later. We mentioned that it's sufficient to have the third wall of the sukkah be just a tefach. Assume like the Rabbanan. So we spent time discussing the machlokas, Rabbanan and Shimon, how exactly we get to that, and so on and so forth, from this limud, that limud, the other limud. But Lamaisa, he says, all you need is two full walls, and the third wall is just a tefach. So the Gemara asks, three lines from the bottom of Vav Med Beis, okay, so you have a wall that's just a tefach wide, tefach long. It's nothing, just a board, basically a large beam, basically. Okay, so where do you put it? Where in relationship to the other walls? You have two walls that are of normal length, whatever the normal length of a sukkah is. Then you have this one extra, wall, so to speak. So where do you put it? So Amarav Mamido Kineged Hayotze. So that right off the bat is a difficult phrase, Kineged Hayotze. Opposite the one that extends out. Okay? So let's look at Rashi, the way we have it here on the page. Okay? Rashi says, Kineged Hayotze, Mokom Shamechitza Kolo, where the Mechitza, the full length Mechitza, ends. Wherever the Mechitza, the full length ends, you extend from there in the next direction, whatever this Tefach. And Rashi has two diagrams because it'd be one of two ways. It doesn't matter which way it is. Okay, be'ezu shiyirta. Okay, imashtayim mizrachis tzvonis, so yasa tapusofa tzvonis, b'miktzol etzad marif. Let's assume that the two walls for a moment are east and north. Okay, actually, different gemaras. What diagram? See which diagram we have in Rashi. In your gemara, just think more for 1 second.
Slightly.
Yeah, right. So that's what I have also. I just don't. That's not according to the way we normally map things out. That's not an example of east and north, right? So when we look at a map, north is always up, south is down, east is to the right, and west is to the left. But okay, I don't want to make a big deal about it, but just not exactly our. But whatever, it doesn't matter. We get the idea, right? If the two walls are. One wall is on the eastern side and one wall is on the northern side. So then you add the tefach at the very end of the northern wall, okay, starting towards the west, or the mizrach is to the tzadarim, or the end of the eastern towards the south, right? I mean, again, Rashi's diagrams are the diagrams that we have here. That's how Rashi is saying. We'll keep it simple. So Amrele, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Rav Yamidenu, Keneged Rosh Tor, okay, which we'll just assume for the moment means sort of like an angle, okay? Rosh Tor. Rashi says, V'yamidenu kineged Rosh Tor, Rosh Shura. Rashi defines Tor as a Shura, Ro. B'miktzoa tzonis maravis balachson. O mizrach is dromis. Again, it doesn't matter which side it's on, but not attached like an L, a right angle, okay? But more like a triangle, okay? What sticks out is, again, as you see in the diagram, okay? So, Roshur mitzvah tzvonis maravis alachson. Alachson means a slant, an angle. Okay. O mizrachis tzvonis kishamachitzas maravis tzvonis. The nira lenota lebeis mechitzas o mechzik ar mechitzas. That's an important line in Rashi. What's the advantage of that? It looks a little weird. What's the advantage of that? So Rashi is saying on this line, nira the nota lebeis mechitzas. It's sort of like angles towards both of them, and it has an appearance of being somewhat enclosed, so more enclosed, right? It's Mechzik Arba Mechitzas, not exactly, but I mean, it has a greater, in other words, when you do it the way we had on the previous page, right, they're all right angles, so it looks like a huge open area. When one of the walls is angled a little bit, so it looks has the illusion of being a little more closed up. What is Rosh Tor? It's a strange expression. So Rashi here says, Rosh Tor, telem mana shel sof sadeh, shahatalamim kolem v'holchim alachson, ze aroch v'ze ma'at. This Rashi tells us the way they used to plow fields, Okay? In other words, you ended the field sort of at an angle. You plowed one whole row, and then the next row was a little shorter, the next one a little shorter, the next one a little shorter. Okay? For whatever reason, for irrigation reason, for whatever the reason. But tell him the field, tell him manashel sofa soda. Shatlamim kolim, a hochmah of zon, zarof, zemat. That's what Rosh Tor means. So the Gemara says, shosik rav. We'll have to talk about that, we'll get to that later. Rav did not answer. Okay, which could be one of two things. Either he said you're right, or he didn't even bother to answer because he liked the kasha. Right? It's a shosik rav, and that's going to be a big difference. But right now, shosik rav. Then the Gemara says, itmar nami, omar shmuel mishmei de Levi. Okay, Shmuel said the name of Levi, mamido keneged hayotze. V'chein morin bet midrasha, mamido keneged hayotze, period. Shmuel said that in the name of Levi, and that's how they, that was the raid of the Beis Medrash, right? That's how they passed on the Beis Medrash, that mamido keneged hayotze. So the question is, what did Rav hold? Again, Rav, will come back to that, Shosik Rav. If Rav was silent because he accepted their position, okay, well, that's important because then the fact that even though Shmuel and Levi said the other way, okay, the original way of Rav, you know, did Rav, when he says Shosik Rav, did Rav change his mind? Well, if he did, so the halach would be that way because even against Rav and Shmuel, halacha ki Rav bisurin. Right, we know that principle, right? Well, the halacha is like Rav in matters of Issa v'Heter, of which this would seem to qualify. So therefore, we pass like Rav even against Shmuel, okay, and against Rav Belevi. Well, we pass like Rav. That's what we'll get back to that. But if Rav didn't agree, then we pass it the other way. If Rav maintained his original position, then we pass it. So it's important to know what Shosik Rav is. We'll get back to that, okay? But that's the sugya on the simple level. Okay, but I stress on the simple level because, as we see, it's not so simple as to what's meant by these different expressions. So, the way we interpreted Rashi, at least the diagram. Now, I should mention, it's not clear at all that Rashi made that himself made that diagram. Okay, most likely he did make the diagram. Okay, the printer, whoever it was that was learning the Rashi, probably put the diagram in. And it's certainly one way to learn. But we saw the Ramban. Okay. The Rabban and the Machamas. Okay, so the Dibur HaMaskel is on Beis Amud Aleph. The Dibur HaMaskel starts with Ve'od Oso Tevav Hecha Mamido, but the part we're looking at is on Beis Amud Beis. Okay, where the Ramban basically has a totally different understanding of what the original statement of Rav was, Keneged Hayotze. What does Keneged Hayotze mean? So Ramban here, you have it. Okay, Ella, as I printed off myself on a sheet, I'm for that Gemara. But you have it in the Ramban? Yeah. Okay. So, let's see where it is. Okay. Ella starts, right? Yeah, so it's about 6 lines from the bottom. So, top right, 6 or 7 lines from the Beis, the pages of the, I mean, the Dibur HaMaskel is on the previous pages. The part we're looking at here is, I'm going to come back to some of that later, but what we want to look at is Beis and Beis. Ella Pirish Hayotze. Who sof dofen ha'aruch, who chenegdo ha'mavid ha'tefak rochok min ha'kosel ha'acher, okay, away from the other wall, shemo shtei defanos mizrach v'dorom. Let's say the two are east and south. Ubo la'hamid ha'tefak b'marom, I'm going to put that tefak b'marom, marchiko min ha'dorom, umoshcho klapei tzofon. You put it away, not at an angle, okay, it's straight, it's keneged ha'yotzei. I guess one way to describe it maybe was look like the letter hey. Okay, you have two walls and you have one, but it doesn't have to be. Again, you have a choice. It could be like this or like this. Right, it doesn't matter which it is. Either way, and that basically now is where you put the other tefach. That's in the Ramban lines. Not all. Now it's conceivable that that's a Rashi meant also. Okay, you could read that into the words of Rashi. Okay, but we'll leave Rashi the way we had it. So Ramban is saying, "Shall stay to find us mizrach v'dorom, abola hamid atevam arabachikom min adorom, umoshal kavetzon ad keneged sof dofon mizrachi, shenimtsa dofon mizrachi aruch sofo, shekapei tzofon, v'sof atevam mechuvan and zeh keneged zeh." So now part, it's exactly opposite. Shim yamideru somach dofon dromi, v'nimtsa, why does Ramban insist on this configuration? Okay, as opposed to again, the way we have the diagram in Rashi, he says because Shem Yamidenu so some of the dofen dromi, benim tzarchen ekotzel adas rab lo haya osa tefach shua kotzim matir Ella Kinecto. If you had it the way we originally put it, right, with the right angle, okay, then this extra tefach would only serve to close off this area that it encompasses. Okay? That's why he doesn't want to say it like that. Here, it becomes like, you know, an independent wall, and we view it as if it's, you know, an entire wall. But here, it would only close off that one area. Where does Rabban get that from? Why does he insist on that? Right? We got it right here again. He says, "Bidim she'im yamidenu samach dofen drom v'nimtza aruch keneged kotzer," meaning that the long wall is exactly opposite this short one. Okay, though we have it, you know, and it's connected. So then, l'das rab lohayos tefashu kotzer matir ele kenegdo. Where does he see that? V'azdo tamei damar hosam, because of what he says in Baba Basra, lo kana aruch ele keneged kotzer. Okay, we'll see it in a moment. The Gemara Baba Basra, Rav Kana, Rav Asi, Akshule, okay, Rav Kana and Rav Asi then come and ask, "V'yamadenu keneged rosh tor, v'yater keneged rosh tor, b'meshach shtei adafanos, v'inunami as the tamei demir hosim yikneged keneged rosh tor, v'nirchu d'vareim she'en mamim balachson v'amdu d'ver Rav." He said, "We follow Rav." Their kasha was, "Don't do it like this, but like this." Right? That's what Rav Kana and Rav Asi asked. In other words, again, Rabban is rejecting this. He says it should be, again, either this way or this way, one or the other. Okay? And they asked, why don't you just make it on a slant? That was the kasha. Right? We're all together now? Yeah?
I thought the way that it was explained was that Rav Kana and Rav Asi in Bava Basra wanted the slant to be, like, if it was like the first picture on the right, the Keneged Rosh Tor, they would just draw a slant from the end of the Tefa until...
Right, that's over there. They said, yeah, they said like this. Right, or, yeah.
No, but not disconnected from the Tefa. Not disconnected from the Chetzi.
What do you...
Meaning, like, on the right picture, they would draw from the Tefa.
Yeah, like this.
Right. But that's different than being disconnected.
One second. Actually, can I go to Shobiyate? Can I go to Shobiyate? So what are you saying that they meant here? What according to Rabban is their kasha here?
I mean, Rav thinks that if you only have half the field on one side, so you're only going to be kona connected
that
field,
area, right?
Right, and Kana and Rav Asi say
you do no, it on an angle.
Even if you only have
half, you have an angle. You have the angle,
right?
Well, let's think more about it. But I'm saying over here,
right? And so over here, Rav Kana and Rav Asi would hold that you wouldn't, like, the negative real short, you wouldn't have to draw a slant at all.
In Rav Basra, they say don't have to draw a slant. It's what it covers the slant. So what are they saying? We have.
And so you don't have to draw. I mean, if you just have the tefach standing out connected to one of the sides, then that's enough. Since Rav Kana and Rav Asi in...
That's what you're saying, that's what, who says that? That's what someone in Tosis, right? The Marshal, we saw that. They could do it like this, in other words, like this.
Yeah, no, but that can I...
Yeah, go, yeah. That's what...
That the Ramban in the piece of Baba Basra was like this, right?
Right.
So Rav said you would only be
right,
like
that,
this.
Right.
Kana said no.
No, you'd be kona
the whole thing, right? Just by this. So then in Sukkah,
so you're saying in Sukkah, what's
you, that Keneged Rosh Tor is just this. This is like the Ramban thinks this is Keneged Yotzei. Right, this is
Keneged Rosh Tor. It's not bent at all according to Rav Kana.
Right, you're saying you could bend it without...
You cover that whole area.
Right. That's how I saw it explained, I think, in the background system.
Oh, because Rosh Tor, I thought, automatically meant an angle.
That's what we were asking.
Right,
that's what we were asking for, right? I thought
Rosh Tor automatically meant an angle. When it explains the Shita Sramban in the back of the Mishipta, like, it points to this picture, which we thought was weird, because why would you not...
In the notes, in the back.
Yeah,
you thought by default that Rosh Tor had meant that angle.
Yeah, that's what I thought also. Oh, that's what you're asking. That's why I didn't assume you're asking. I didn't learn Ramban
right.
that way. Oh, I hear what you're saying. So basically, what comes out is that according to Ramban, the kasher of asking of Kana is to do it the way we learned Rashi said the first
right.
part was.
So the Ramban's the only one who comes out where, maybe not the only one where, Rav is actually more matnir than Ramban's Rav.
Right. So, let me see the words of Machamas again. Let's just see.
It's very much not in Machamas.
Yeah, I don't see it at all. It says, Rav Kana Rasi, actually, Yamidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, Meshach Shtei Hadafanos. I thought. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do not think that that's what he meant. Mm-hmm. Well, take a look in the sheets of the Tosfos HaRosh. Well, I'll put that on hold for a moment. The Tosfos HaRosh. The point is, again, well, there's two issues we have to decide. Number one is, what does Rav mean, Yotze? And what does they mean by Rosh Tor? That's really the issue. Okay, so Rashi's pretty clear, what's what. Ramban, at least in terms of Yotze, the Ramban says it's on the opposite side, like the letter Hey, like we had it before. What they mean by Rosh Tor, so let's look at the Tosfos HaRosh, because the Tosfos HaRosh, I thought, was like the Ramban. Look in five. Amar Rav Amir Keneged Yotzim. Ha'u Shteya Defanos Mizrach V'Darom. So Mamir Atav Metzom Arav Is Tzon Ishe Moshko Keneged Yotzim V'Darom La'orech Hamarav O Keneged Yotzim V'Zom Meshka Tzofon. Shmi Adenu Samach L'Tfon Adromi L'Tfon Mizrach Enim Tza Ara Keneged Kotzel Adas Rav Lo'yo Zatav Amat El Kenegdo. Ve'azul Tamei Da Amar Hosma V'Bas So Gabi Meitzelo Gabi Motzalo Meitzel Echad Oroch Meitzel Kotzer Amar Rav Lo'kona Oroch L'Kenegged Kotzel Motzot V'Rav Shurgon Rav Haigon. Does someone have the Gemara that has the Rishon in the back? Rishon, I have a collection of Rishon in the back. Do you have that? Tosfos HaRosh, yeah. Because I may have missed the next Tosfos HaRosh. Let's look at that together. No, not the Rosh.
I
just thought maybe because they agree on the first thing. But I don't see. All right, we'll have to leave the Ramban a little bit darker. Maybe you're right. I didn't read that. Because I didn't think that that's what it was.
Right, it doesn't make sense why there'd be no slant.
Yeah, but the word was Torah. Yeah. Okay. But anyway, Tosfos HaRosh agrees with Ramban. Let's look at the Sugya Baba Basra. We'll help us understand. Maybe we'll go through it. Okay, so I printed in source 6. Ramban Baba Basra is talking about the following situation. Somebody's selling land. Okay, and he specifies in the agreement, selling a field, and he specifies in the contract where he's selling, what part of the field he's selling. Okay, the word meitzer literally means a boundary. Okay, so motzar lo, number 6, so Baba Basra is selling based on motzar lo meitzer echad aruch or meitzer echad katzer. He's selling a field, okay, one boundary is long and one boundary is short, okay, on one side. So, in other words, basically he says, here's my field, okay, and here's the entire field, okay. I'm selling you this whole, you know, this length or whatever it is, by this. Okay, that's the system. Meitzar lo, meitzar echad aruch, or meitzar echad kotzer. So Amarab, lo kona ela keneged ha-kotzer. Okay? Let's look at the Rashbam. At that point, the Rav Bas is Rashbam, not Rashi, 7. Motzar mocher sar lo chaver. B'shtar ha-mechira. Motzar ma'aravi aruch me'ama. O meitzar mizor keneged ha-kotzer nun ama. Okay, let's do it the way Rashi had it, okay? East and west, okay? We'll read the Rashi, Motzalo, Rashbam. What does it say? Motzalo, what was the reading? Meitzah Marovi Orech Me'am. Okay, this is 100 amas. Okay? That's the western border. Meitzah Mizrach and Aido Kotzen Nunam. This is only 50 amas, half. Okay, that's what he set up. Okay? And that's how he described it in the contract. So he gave a chatzi sotter. He made some sotter. I'm in a small minute. I'm in a small minute. Okay, again, there's a picture. The Rashbam over there. Okay, so says Rav, lo kona ela keneged ha-kotzer. What has he acquired? Just this part of the field. The part of the field that both borders are included in. That was basically sold him this plot of the field. Okay, why did he mention? Now, the case is, why did he mention this whole side? Because there's no marker on that side. This side has no marker, okay? In other words, let's say this field over here is owned by Reuven, you know, going by there, okay? And this part is owned by Shimon, this part is owned by Levi. He says, you can have the entire length of the field next to Reuven's field on this side, okay? And next to Shimon's field on this side, okay? So you only get this. He said that we have all of the border of Reuven. No, he didn't have any particular place to mark it off and indicate it. He meant only here across, right? He said the border of Reuven. Well, this is the border of Reuven. It's not the entire border of Reuven, but it is the border of Reuven, right? So therefore, that was the mind. There was no place. You don't mention the contract. That's the signal of the Abraham. You don't mention half borders and so on and so forth. So that's how he phrases. According to Rav, this is what he gets. Yes? Okay, he gets this area there. Comes along, it's the same discussion. Comes along, Amalei of Kana Rav Asi LeRav V'yikne Keneged Rosh Tor. Okay, why not say he gets it on an angle? In other words, he's acquiring this. He draw an angle straight from the end of Shimon till the end of Reuven. Then the words are more precise, right? He has all of Reuven's side and all of Shimon's side. This part he doesn't get. Why does he only get the top part? He should get more land this way. That's Keneged Rosh Tor. And again, Shosik Rav. Rav didn't respond. Okay, let's look in the Rashbam. All right, so second Rashbam it said, "Ela keneged hakotzer, keneged meitzah mizrachi yikne dahainu chatzi asodet, umeitzah marav sharuch mitzarim hirchiv lo de meitzah shalom hutzroch lichlo b'tabrashtar." Rashbam tells you the rule that you can't say half. In other words, the first way, the Rav's way, he said Reuven's side, didn't mean the whole side. He said, we don't put half mentions. That's what it means. Meitzah shalom hutzroch lichlo b'tabrashtar. You have to make a whole border. Okay, so that's what Rav said before. But then Rav Asir of Kana asked, one second, V'yiknege Rosh Tor Komar, how you can order the Dafka Kotzer lo Meitzam Arav Aruch, who Meitzam Izuch Kotzer? Hainu Kedei Liknos Meitzam Arav Mea Amah Ba'orech. No, he meant what he said. You get the entire 100 Amas on the western side. Okay. V'Meitzam Izuch HaMishma V'Hochet Amah Gon Sheikne Kol HaSodah V'Alach Son Keneged Rosh HaShur Shom Izuch HaMarav Kazer. Right? So that's what it says. And it says, Shosik Rav. Okay, Shosik Rav. All right. Now, the same problem I mean there. Omod de Rav. Okay, but Rav admits. Heichad. Now, then it was even before he was mowed on that. Okay, Rav admits. Heichad the Iker made to Reuven Vishimon Mechad Gisa, who made to Levi Yehuda Mechad Gisa. Without Mechad Reuven Keneged Levi Shimon Keneged Reuven. Lokotzi Shema Menach Keneged Rosh Tor Hudamalei. Rav, even before being mowed there, said that if. If this side, we'll put a Yehud over here, not like this. He says, if the other side was owned by two different people, okay, Umo de Rav, Rav admits, okay, the Akam, he has Reuven and Shimon on one side, and Levi Yehud on the other side. He could have said Reuven keneged Levi and Shimon keneged Yehuda, but he didn't say it that way. He said keneged that other side. So then he said then it's Rosh Tor. Okay, as Rashi says, Rashbam says, Umod Rav mekamed ishtik. Okay, before he admitted Abba Bosi ishtik Ode b'tavayu, and after he was silent, he in both cases go by the angle. Heichadika meitzer mishum mizrach meitzer Levi Yehuda keneged Marim. Okay, v'roch was at a kuf ama v'have meitzer Levi keneged Reuven nun ama v'chein meitzer Yehuda keneged Shimon nun ama v'chasul v'star meitzer Reuven v'shimon ishtik meitzer Yehuda min amarim. The Hainu Mitzad Marovik Tzas, the Lebilo Hiskir. I'd left out one of the sides. I mean, I don't have the same names as Rashi, but you understand it, right? I only mentioned one side. Okay, one person, then it goes by the angle. Okay, the Motor Radik, they get a roast tour. The Habe Boy Mochel Haknos, can I get a Kotzi? You should have said, this can I get Yud? And so, yeah, a better way to specify. Anyway, that's the Sugya. I'm going to read the whole Rashbam now. You can look at it later. That's the Sugya there in Baba Basu. Okay? So, let's take a look. I just printed this on the Maamar Koma, just different definition of Rosh Tor, which I guess played in my head, not the Rabban, the way you want to say it. You know, again, Rosh Tor, the word Tor. Yeah, because Rosh Tor, what does the word Rosh Tor mean? So the first of all, I printed in source number 8, the Chiddush HaRitva, there in Baba Basar, Samach Beis Menachem. Uperish Rosh Tor, Yesh Omrim, Rosh HaShor. Tor is a shore. I very fine Tov of Resh, is Aramaic for shore. Okay? Chad Gadiv, also Turah, right? It's a shore, right? Or many times. Torah Chavir Shusa, my boy, right? A lot of times the Aramaic. So, Rosh Hashor, what's the idea of Rosh Hashor? Racha min atzarecha v'kotze v'sofo. Okay? The head of an ox, the ox is a big face, a big head, and then narrows in the back. So it's wide on one side and thin on the other. Okay? V'Ramban Zal Pirish, Miloshin Torei Zohav. That's a pasuk in Shir Hashirim. I print this verse 9, Perak Aleph, pasuk Yud Aleph. Shir Hashirim, Torei Zov Naaseh Loch Im Nekudas Hakosim. Type of a jewel, Torei Zov. Okay, so let's say he says that's what Tor means. Tor doesn't mean shore here. It means Rosh Tor means the whole Meshulosh Kori Kain. Meshulosh means a triangle. Okay, so a triangle sometimes called Rosh Tor. Shekain Tzura Satoru Bezeh Naos Beloshon. Okay, Uluferish Acha Nuchal Varish Rosh Tor Kegon Zeh. Okay, again, there's a picture there. Avaluferish Harishon with a kind of Ravasi Shaboin Le Rabos the Mocha B'Chol Mitzrayim. Imenos Sukenya Meitzal Shisha Shalom Boto. Because the Parsha Yeshua Sukenya has diagrams, but Vizeh Achon Shmosol Masada Rosh Tor. Again, where it says B'Mocha Yeshirtu, you saw the diagrams. We're going to see it in Aritva. Okay, we'll see it in Aritva. Okay, so that again, just telling you, but it's a triangle. Alright? There's a posik as well in Divrei Yamim Al Perek Yudzayin, posik Yudzayin. It says there, Urisani at the end of the posik, Kisor Ha'odam Amala Hashem Elokim. And Rashi there, Divrei Yamim Kisor, Pitaron Shura, the Dugma Rosh Tor Yerek. Okay, it is a row. And that's I printed that because that's considered that's consistent with Rashi here. Rashi here in Sukkah, Rashi in Divrei Yamim, full disclosure, it's not 100% clear whether the Rashi in Divrei Yamim is Rashi, but let's assume that it is. Again, that Rashi in Divrei Yamim, Aleph Perek Yedzayin, Pasuk Yedzayin, is consistent here with what Rashi says in Sukkah Zayin Aleph, that it's Torah is a Shura. Again, the Aramaic Tof and the Hebrew Shin are often interchangeable, right? Aramaic, Tof, Hebrew, Shin, and many words like that. So, the first shot was torment, sure, an ox. So he said that like the face of an ox, that's what the Ritva said. But or it's a tour like Shura, a row. And again, the way they farmed was they each row was a little less plowed. Okay, that's how Rashi said over there. The Rambam, this comes up in Maseches Kilayim. Maseches Kilayim, you know, I plant certain vegetables together. There are all kinds of complicated, the Mishnayos are very complicated. Very complicated. There's a lot of geometry in figuring it out. Also diagrams. I when I was working for art school, you know, they were up to the Yerushalmi and Kilayim. So the third parak is just, it's again, so many different shittas. It's what it says there also, Rosh Tor. I plant the thing, I can plant it in two different fields. What if it's on an angle? It's close on this side, not close on that side. And anyway, how you figure it out, and it's just a lot very, very complicated. But the Mishnah in Kilayim, the Perisha Mishnah, Rambam Kilayim, this is in Perak Beis, Mishnah Zion. Tor, Shem Ha'ogil, Shanoshim, Samos, Bosnei. Tor is a jewel, it's an earring. okay, which was triangular shaped. As the pasuk says, Torah zov nas alachim nekudos hakosev, right? That's the pasuk. The tabniso tabnis meshulash, because that's a triangle. Okay, leficha korin lechol chud zovis shall call tabnis rosh Torah. That's what's called rosh Torah, the beginning of the angle of the triangle. All right, so that's what Rambam says, because so several either it means a shore, it means a shura, it means some type of a jewel that was called Torah zov. As a side point, you know, the play on words, Torah zov is not the same as Turei Zav with the Tess. The Taz, in his commentary on Yeridaeus, is called the Turei Zav. That's what the Tess. You know, a tour, like the tour, Arba Turim. So he wrote his commentary called the Turei Zav, right? So the Shach wrote a parish on the Taz called the Nekudas HaKesef. Even though it's not the same Torei Zav, this was a tough. I mean, he knew that. It's a play on words. But anyway, so his criticism, or his parish on the Taz, is called it the Nekudas HaKesef. There and you're there. So anyway, and the Rosh in Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin, 13, Rosh Torah, Kesha Choresh, Misayim, Telem, Adam, Mizrach, Lamar, Lahefech, Lahafech, Amar, Chish, Lachor, Telem, Acher, Amar, Lamizrach, Sof, HaTelem, Alachson, Kerosh Torah, Rosh Shal Shor, he goes back to Rosh Shor Hilchah. Emnichnas also Rosh Tor Chitim l'toch Sada Saorim Mutar Kinika Rosh Sof Stei Chitim. Again, I guess when they were plowing and they came to an end, so they turned around and went back to the next line. It was a little more an angle. Okay, in any event, it's clear that it's a different field. So, for Kilayim purposes, it's considered to plant wheat in one and the barley in the other wouldn't be a violation of Kilayim. So anyway, we have these three different interpretations. Let's look now back at the Maharshal, the Chochma Shlomo, okay, on the original Rashi, the Amidenu Keneged Rosh Tor, okay, he does not like the interpretation Rosh Shor, so he said, you have it there in the back, and the Maharshal, the Chochma Shlomo, on the bottom of the Maharshal, on here on Zayin Aleph, Chochma Shlomo, the Maharshal, commenting Rashi, the Maharshal, the Amidenu, you have it, Keneged Rosh Tor, Rosh Shor. So he says, Nimchak Rosh Shor. He said, some version of Rashi had Rosh Shor. We don't have that. But there was a version, we don't have it anyway. There was a version of Rashi that said Rosh Shor, and he doesn't like it. Okay, it should say Rosh Shura, which is what we have in our Rashi. Okay, Rosh Shura. Not Shor, but Shura. That's what the Maharshal corrects. It shouldn't say Shor. He doesn't like Shor. What's the matter with Shor? But here, Adam, it's Shor Macherim, Eino, but Toz. It shouldn't, and it's not written other, and it shouldn't be. It's a Toz. The Charkach Pirush Rashi, Shor Shon Telem, Bishura. Rashi says that it's a field. So clearly the phrase Rosh Shor doesn't belong in Rashi, because in the Hemshech of Rashi, he's talking about plowing fields. So it's a shura, it's a row of vegetation, of a plowed field. Okay, so it clearly means a shura, not a shor. Okay? Behind him, Loshon Turezov, of a Kalahavan. All right? So he says he doesn't think the word shor should be there, and certainly not in Rashi, because it just doesn't fit with the rest of Rashi. Again, we saw that the Rosh and others, the Ritva mentioned shore is the head of a shore. Okay, I mean taka shore, but the Chacham Shlomo said at least in Rashi it doesn't work. Then he says, and furthermore, behold, Hatana lo diber beloshon arami ala beloshon hakodesh. That's what the Mishnah is. Okay, the Mishnah is not in Aramaic. If it meant shore, it would say shore. It wouldn't say tor. Okay, beloshon hakodesh. How lift a rosh shore? Peregimel to kilayim. But Rambam pirish edi is a jewelry. Ayin dalad yud. We'll have that in the Sedra Kisisa, when the Lo Shosu Ish Edyo, they take off all their jewels after the Cheta Egel and so on. So Ayin Dalad Yud is a jewel. She has seen some of that jewelry. She Yosim Anoshim Vaznaim Kino Torah Zob. Tavnisim Shul Shal Kain Korah Zob. He quotes the Rashi that we saw in the Parish of Mishnah and Kilayim. It says here, Paragimel to Kilayim, but it's a mistake. It's a pretty mistake in the Marshal. It's in Parag Beis of Kilayim. Unless the Ram also says it in Perek Gimel, but we saw it in Perek Beis. Okay? Anyway, so direct quotes. I think it's just a printing mistake. It should say Perek Beis de Kilayim, not Perek Gimel de Kilayim. He does acknowledge that elsewhere, Rashi does say Rosh Shor, and he says the Smag also says that, but Tema Hu Beinai. Okay, that's the Chochma Shlomo. Okay, that doesn't like the idea that it's a Rosh Shor, but it could be. And certainly some of Shonim seem to learn that. But whatever it means, though, it seems pretty clear what exactly the Mokar is. It seems pretty clear that it's an angle. Okay, that Ramban problem notwithstanding, but certainly according to Rashi, okay, that the way Rashi learns, set it up like an angle. Okay, but again, attached. Okay, Rashi says it's attached to the other line, right? Yeah.
That comes out because it's Torah, not Shor. mean, what would be Machmir if you said sure? Why is Marsh also subset of Rashi?
I don't think there's enough coming in terms of what it means over here. It just, it doesn't think that that's what the word means. This is a strange, because he says in Aramaic, if the Mishnah meant Torah, sure, and Acts, again, it doesn't make a big difference. But Rosh Shore is a little bit funny, okay? Where else do we have it? I'll tell you where else. I'll tell you in a second. I don't think he's arguing halacha l'maisa, I don't understand what it means over here. Okay, I think he's just saying that it's a funny definition of a shore. I mean, it's the shore's ox's head is narrow. Well, that's what Rishonim say. It's thin at one end, thick at the other. Okay, that's an angle. All right, it's a little bit of a funny.
But the word definitely means angle because of the.
I think so.
Yeah.
Okay. The truth is, we have a nafkamina halacha just popped into my head with regards to bread. So you know, you're not allowed to have bread that's milchigs. People eat bread with meals. So you're not allowed to have milchig. You're not allowed to make milchig bread unless what? Make a siman. Okay, you make a siman. Yeah, you have to put a siman. Label it to cheese breakers. Yeah. Okay. So the siman that the Gemara talks about is a siman ke'ein tura. Unless you're baking, I'm sorry, not a siman. Unless you're baking ke'ein tura. Ain tura. What does that mean? Ain tura. So ain is can mean eye. Ain an eye of an ox. Ain tura. Eye of an ox. An eye of an ox. You're baking so little bread. Okay, you're going to consume it with this milchig meal. You're going to eat it nuts. No, like the eyes is such a small amount. So then it's like you can bake milchig bread to eat with a milchig meal. Because what's the whole worry? You're going to bake the bread and you have leftover and you eat with fleishes. But if you bake so little, such a small quantity, and you're having a milchig meal now, so then it's okay to have kain tura. It's so little. That's one interpretation. But another interpretation has nothing to do with that. Kain tura, a tura means a triangle. You have to have a simen on it. You put like a triangle, a shape. Okay, you bake it in a shape. Okay, somebody once bought me for Purim. Wise guy, he bought bread that was actually baked in the shape of an ox's head. Like he made it look like a, I guess you can do things now, but that the same machlokas came tura in a certain sense. Tura there means, I think they quote, I have to double check, but I just thought it's not to look it up. But like, they also quote like Torizov, that it was like that Rambam in the Mishnah Misas Kalayim, that it's a triangle. Put something on the bread. Put a siman on the bread. If you put a siman on the bread, then we're not worried. You make a mistake and you'll know, oh, this bread has a siman on it. Once in a while, for Purim, you get milk, and the person puts a stick or a dot. There's a further question. You have to be in the bread. It's okay to have the package afterwards. Okay, that's for another time. But you get it? So I think it's the same. So I don't think, to answer your question, I don't think the Marshal is disagreeing in terms of basic meaning. Now let's look at Tosas, the top Tosas on Zayin Amud Aleph. Okay. Top Tosas on Zayin Amud Aleph. The Tosas is the Yamideh Keneged Rosh Tor. So Tosas says, yeah, back in the Gemara. Okay, Tosas says, "Afal gav da kayotze ba'amr perakam de Erevin." Okay, we saw Baba Basra. Now we're gonna have to look at Erevin. Tosas refers to a Gemara in Erevin that osi avir da haigisa u da haigisa umivatale. Open space, air space on one side of a wall, and on the other side, on the two sides, is mivatel the wall. Okay, we'll see the details in Erevin inside. You got a chance to see this one?
No.
Okay, so we'll do it now together. Okay, what does it mean? Okay, do I skip the Ritva by us? No. One second. Yeah, okay, fine. So the Tosfos quotes in Gemara in Erevin. We'll see the particulars in a moment. That airspace on one side and on the other side. There's a wall that has. Let's go back to this diagram. Okay. Well, let's go. Let's look at it. So over here, the airspace on this side. The airspace on this side is mevatel the wall. So Tosfos says. So how could it be Yamideh Keneged Rosh Tor? Okay, the airspace on each side. Osi avir da haigi, so haigi is matale, gabe varacham eser amos, talking about a mavui that's wider than 10 amos. And also gabe or ha'asla. Okay, or asla, or is a leather. Okay, asla is, asla by itself is a, is like a seat but it's used like it's a portable seat, a foldable seat that's used to put over like a latrine, a toilet. Okay, because people, you know, toilets are one-time latrines, just basically holes in the ground. So that's the seat that you could bring in and fold the top over and so on. So that's called an asla. Someone I know who's a very, very literal Hebraist, a Talmudist, you know, and apparently, I don't know if he speaks modern Hebrew that well, but he speaks like biblical Hebrew, you know, he knows biblical and Talmudic Hebrew. So when I know this person, so my brother told me he was once with this person in a hotel in Eretz Yisrael, okay, and he asked the, the room there, and he asked the attendant there, Eifo ha'asla? He quotes this work. And I looked at him like he had three heads, you know, So he, and my brother happened to be standing there, says, President, my brother goes to the restroom. Oh, Shevutim. You know. In Talmudic Hebrew, it's Asla, but most, I think most Israelis aren't familiar with that word. You know. But anyway, so, but that's what it says here, right? Gabi Orha Asla. Hachi, Hecha the Tefach Mechitza, I'm sorry. So you have, and we also say that the Avir on both sides is which we'll come back to. We'll see the. I printed them inside. I don't think we're familiar with it. So the hacha, the tefach, mechitza, do raisa, the hilka. So gemir lo asya avir mevatel. Here, the avir is not mevatel. Okay. Now, clearly from Tosfos, okay. Now he says this on the shita of Rav Kana and Rav Asi, right? So again, we have the two walls. Rav Kana and Rav Asi said they put it on an angle. Okay, we'll leave the Ramban out. So Rashi said, what does it mean? This, right?
So
Tosis cannot possibly hold it that way. Because why? Because there's no avir on each side. Right? It ends with another wall. It meets a wall at the end. Right? So obviously Tosis is holding, presumably, which is what I thought before, in the Ramban. Maybe I was just, transposing or whatever. But the it's got to be something like this. Okay? Because then you really have... really have avir on both sides, right? That's certainly how Tosfos holds within Rav Kana and Rav Asi. Everyone with me? Now, does that mean he also disagrees with Rashi on the original Rav? Okay, and he holds again. The original Rav was like this, and Tosfos will hold. You know, I don't know. Lav dafka, but it could be because Tosfos seeing lav dafka, it could be. I only had, and this is what I was thinking, and especially once you asked me about the Ramban, seems like Tosfos holds. And the Ritva, again, will summarize everything we'll see, but my problem with this, and I didn't see the question, the Sfasemis, we'll see later, that's in our conversation tomorrow, alludes to it, and more than alludes to it, and I was very grateful to see it, because I had one interesting thought about this, which may be why they didn't want to learn that in the Ramban, although I think that's what Tosfos means, okay? And again, although Lav Dafki can say Tosfos doesn't mean that either, because the problem with this is, think about it for a second, if you have a sukkah that's only Zion al Zion, so this is cutting into the surface area of the sukkah, right? It's an interesting point, right? Because when you do it on an angle, when you have it, like this, or like this, so it's not cutting at all into the surface area. Now, it's not a problem if it's a big sukkah, but if we're dealing with a minimum size sukkah, this sheet is a bit of a problem. So you could answer, okay, so it's only a bigger sukkah, but l'chora, I'm just saying, the Sfasemis alludes to it to discuss this issue. It hit me, and I was just surprised nobody brought it up. Now, unless you want to say it could be, that's why the Ramban doesn't hold, that's what it is. Okay, or that's what Tosfos does know, but that's the push-up shot, I think. Certainly in Tosfos. Okay? Now, as we'll see from the other Mefarshim. All right, so everyone with me? Yeah.
If Tosfos is clearly holding like that for Kana, why would he not also hold it detached for
Rav? I assume he would. I don't know about that. We don't know. You're right.
The reason he points out that the Kanega means the reason he holds...
Because opposite, right. I think so, but we don't have it. You're right. I said I think so. A lot of doubt, but I think so. All right, Vaita. So that's Tosfos. So now let's turn to the Sugan Erevin, 16. A little sources inside, just to see. If you remember correctly, the first mission Erevin, Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah says, Mavoi shu gavol lamala me'esim ama yamait. If you have a Mavoi that's higher than 10 amas, 20 amas, you knock it down, right? Again, remember the Mavoi, right? The entry into an area that's got different homes that open up into that area, different chateras that open up in that one area. So, right, again, I picture the old Meir Sharm style. You know, we discussed it in the old member, right? So you have a korah, a beam on the top that you can, it's more than 20 amos, how you lower it, fine. What's important for us today is the haracha me'eser amos yima'ed. If the entryway is more than 10 amos, apparently 10 amos is considered a normal entryway to a mavoi. If it's wider than 10 amos, then you have to lessen it. Okay, so Rashi there on the Mishnah, Beit Manal of 17, says, Yimai Yashpil, the Tan Varshmur, Baharachav Esamas Yimai, the Zeu Shir Rochav Stam Pachim. That was the normal size entryway to be considered a Pesach. Utfei Mehachi Lo Mikru Pesach, El Apirza. Okay, very important. More than 10 Amos is not considered an opening, but rather a Pirza, a breach in the wall. It's not a doorway anymore. It's not an opening. Tanam is a lot. This comes up halacha lemaisa many times. It comes up sometimes in Erevin. Okay, when you have an Erev around a town, and let's say there's an area where there's no telephone poles, whatever. So you got to put things up, or there's fences. You know, we have a Tinek, there's an area by the. There's a couple areas actually on the Young Israel side of town by the golf course. There's a long fence in the, just outside of Tinek. It's a golf course. And the golf course is a fence. That's good news for the Jews because that whole area is now enclosed, right? And the Bnei Yeshurun side by Andreas Park. That's the park on River Road near Bnei Yeshurun. So back there's a tennis court. There's also by the river. There's also for a stretch. There's a fence. So you have a fence. That's good. It's more than 10 tefachim high. And it's but sometimes there are breaches. The fence gets knocked down and a tree hit it. So how much of a breach is okay? So if it's less than 10 amos, then it's okay because that's considered like a doorway. And since you have other parts that are standing, it's not an issue. Okay, but if it's more than 10 amos, then you got a problem. 10 amos is 18 feet. A couple times we've had a measure. It's very close. Okay, we had to build on the Young Israel side of Tinek at the very end of what's called East Cedar Lane, those who know the area, so there's a golf course entrance, the country club, whatever that is over there. So there's a road goes in, it's a private, but it's definitely the fence stops at more than 10 amos, so we got to build it so it's a Pesach over there. Anyway, so that's what the Mishnah says, right? The point being that if it's wider than 10 amos, it's not called a Pesach Pirza, but not being a Pesach. Therefore, Vitzar Linotz Kone Lemay Rochav Pnisosa. So put up something to get it down to 10 amos, 15 amos, so put up 5 amos worth of stuff that knocks it down. Okay, lamina esor pachos. That's the Mishnah Beis Manalaf. So the Gemara comments on that on Yudim and Beis. Okay, the Gemara elaborates on Daf Yud on that part of the Mishnah. So it says Damar Yehuda, Mavoi shurachav chamesh esrei amos. Let's assume the entrance is 15 amos. So what you can do is you don't have to do a whole massive construction project, but rather marchik shtei amos. The osepas shalosh amos. Okay, let's say you have a lot of diagrams today. I think that before they had all these fancy gemaras, the Masechtas says they put out what's called Perush Chai. You ever see that? The Perush Chai Masechta Erevin.
Okay,
now Erevin and Sukkah Baba Basra. Because I think that's what they have. Erev Sukkah. Because you need a lot of diagrams, in terms of these. So those are our three Masechtas for today. Sukkah Erevin. Anyway, so let's say you have a a mavoi, and this area is 15 amos, right? It's this whole thing's a mavoi. Coming here's the Rishus HaRam over here. You want to go in, so it's 15 amos. So what do you do? So says the Gemara, Yudam Bey is in Erevin. Okay, Yase Pas Ama Umechza. The Yarchik Shtei Amos Yase Pas Ama Umechza. Okay, what you do is make a 1.5 amma thing here, then a space of 2 ammas, and another thing of 1.5. Okay? So now, the grand total is 5, right? So now, I've narrowed down my opening to what? 10 ammas, I'm in business. Build over here 2 1.5 amma boards, okay? And you can have 2 in the middle, because we have a rule that in looking at these 5 amos over here, so there is more what's called omed meruba ala parts. Omed, the standing part, is greater than the breech. So here you have the total is three, and there's only two in the middle. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says to do, and then you're in business. Then you've taken care of five amas. You don't have to go and build a five ama structure. Build two 1.5 ama structure with two amas space in the middle. That's okay. So says the Gemara. That was Amar. That's Amar Yehuda. Yeah. Okay. So good. Let's see Rashi. Marchik shtei amos min hakosel, machzel ashom paz, v'osem mishalosh amos listom ha-pesach, v'nimtzu chamesh amos elus tumos. Okay. Well, one second. Shapirtzah shtei amos niteres ba'om in rubalein, v'hechad avirochav esun yaseh ka'en aflat tzad ha-shen. Of course, it's 20, so you got to do the same thing on the other side, right? What is it? Marchik shtei amos min hakosel. Just a moment. Why do you have to go two amos from the kosel? You could start right there. So what does Rashi mean? Marchik shtei amos. Oh, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Excuse me. Okay. I was in the second part. Forgive me. Start again. I'm going to. This was this is the Gemara's proposal. Okay, what Rabbi Yehuda said was Marchik shtei amos v'osef pas. Make a three amma structure. Do this. I'm sorry. Okay, do this again. The whole thing is 15. I'm sorry. I jumped the gun. Okay, again. I'm going to mavush rochav chamesh amos, 15 amma. So Marchik shtei amos. Okay, start building two amas away from the corner, right? As Rashi said, Machi Shadrakosim. Umaska Shem Paso said, Misholosh Amos, Listoma Pesa. Now this whole area is considered to be enclosed, because here you have what? Omed Merubala part. So these five amas now considered to be like one long wall of five amas, leaving 15 minus 5 is 10. Okay? And if it's 20, it's the same thing on the other side. Okay, that's the Gemara. So the Gemara then, that's what Yehuda said. The Gemara adds, Ramai. Why not do this, what I propose? Why did it say you have to put the three amma wall as one unit? Okay? So, get it? So why did you offer that possibility? As Rashi says, Yaseh pas amma mechtzah, pay a eitzah akoso. I'm nervous. Eitzah akoso. Make 1.5 next to the wall. Biyarchik shtei amos, then make two amos in the middle. Yaseh pas amalechza etzel pesel goro by the big opening. Became those shores like a hockey. Now apparently the Gemara didn't want to do that. Why not? So the Gemara thinks. Look back at the Gemara 18. That's what Rashi elaborates on here. The Gemara says because apparently Shema Mina Omei Merub ala parts mishtei ruchos lo avi Omei. Since this has airspace on each side of it. So that way, you can't say Omed Merubala parts, because you can't just, this has parts on the other side also. Omed Merubala parts is like this. I have five things. Three is standing, two. But here, you can't say the two sides. You can't say Omed Merubala parts on two. Again, Omed Merubala parts, you can't add two sides to make Omed, forget this for a moment. You can't add two things to create Omed Merubala parts. It has to be only from one of the omer by itself has to be more than parts. You can't combine two things, right? Do it again. Shvamina omer was steiruch is love omer. Apparently, it doesn't work. And look at Rashi. Do Rashi yasepas. Rashi came to all shores lebalchi. Mishum the parts well omer shmekan bal omer mekan and came to tzar from yachad liol shem ravelov. Shvamina below mitzaref is all omer ravelov toz ben steiruch is kisit tzar from lo hal omer ruba. In other words, you look at each one. You look at this 1.5, and you say, is it Omer Ra parts? No, the parts is greater. You look at this one. You can't add them together. That's what Mark thinks, yes? So Mark answers, no. Third line of 18. No, that's okay. That would be okay. Except here we have another problem. The shiny hocha the usi avira the high gisa, avira the high gisa batila. No, but this one is going to become nullified by the avira on each side. That's the problem here. Okay, In other words, if, for whatever reason, there was something over here, and we need to close this off for some reason, then we would say, oh, it's good. Because we can, it's okay to add the two things to get the omid merubah apart. That's not the problem. The reason the Gemara didn't suggest this is because you have, on the other side, usa ruach mehaigisa ruach mehaigisa. Airspace on both sides, parts on both sides will nullify that omid, that omid. Okay? Got it? That's the problem. And that's what our Tosis is drawing from. Okay, you have this principle here in Erevin that Asi Avir the Haigisa, Avir the Haigisa, Umibatalei, okay, nullifies this small one. Okay? Back to Rashi. Lo Echab Alma Ilo Havikai Omeid Zeb Beit Shnei Pirtim. If this Omeid over here, this one and a half, were not standing between two open spaces, Mitzarfen, there will be Mitzarfen. Levato parts echidi to nullify the small opening. There's two options over here. As I drew before, right? If we were just trying to close up this area over here, then it would okay to add it. That's okay. The total is greater, so leave me alone. Okay, but the problem here is, avahach osi avir the high geese of the shteavos vavir the pesach gadol, the airspace of the two avos plus the big airspace of the remaining 10 avos. That will come out of the past Amo Mechta Shemene. That will nullify this one and a half. Okay, let's see it. You should go over the Gemara with the Rashi. All right? And then the Gemara says another possibility. I mean, we'll get the message, but anyway, we ask it pas Amo, we ask it Amo, we ask it pas Amo, we ask it pas Amo. Why don't you make the Shemana Omen Kippur? It's also the same. The Gemara has another possibility. Again, we don't need to go over it again. And the Gemara had another possibility. Okay? All right, we got the idea. That, right, that's what Tosas brought in our Gemara to say that this is a problem because we can't count this as a wall. Now, Misvara, just to throw some Svara in, we'll talk more about that tomorrow, but I'm not talking about this, we'll talk about it tomorrow. Apparently, Tosas seems to learn that the issue here, when we have another wall, we're counting this as one of the tefanos of the sukkah. Okay? In other words, we view it as if it's, you know, the whole thing. I really have both sides. Okay, in other words, because the thing about an angle is it's partial on this side, it's partial on that side, and it's partial on each side. Correct? So, according to Tosus, who's comparing this and Sukkah to the Aaron case, what's the point of the Aaron case? We're trying to view this as one big wall, right? That's the point. We're trying to say that this is now Stuma. And therefore, the opening is only 10 on this, right? That's our goal in the case of Erevin. So if that's the case, since Tosus makes this comparison, he's saying that this extra tefach, its job, is to count as a full wall. So keep that, you follow what I'm saying?
In which direction?
Whatever direction you want, both directions. It's viewed as if it's closed. Okay? And whichever shita, I'm not focusing on different shitas now, but the Tosas seems to know whether it's this way, whichever one you want, okay, or Rashi's original, this one. The third tefach is a wall, is viewed as a full wall of a sukkah. That's what I'm trying to get, I think.
Sounds more Mexican than Rashi's.
What's that?
It's almost like more Mexican than Rashi's.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Okay, because the way Rashi said it, it's a good point, really. The way Rashi said it is, what does Rashi say? It's an angle for it because it looks like, with Tosas, it's more than it looks like. I just think we swore. What I want to analyze with Hashem tomorrow, and the very last piece here is something on Soloveitchik, you know, from the Rishima Shira, I'll put on the back page. He's basically trying to clip, you can look at it now for a second, okay? Just look at it now, 36. We'll go over it again tomorrow. I want to see it inside the cell. But the quotes, look at the second paragraph. Levar ha-machlokes yesh lahakdim chakira b'din shlisha filo tefach. Ha'im chal ha-tefach listom es haruach ha-shlishas kulo? Shehalach lomo shvizina kovas shemarichim es ha-tefach listom es haruach ha-shlishas? Odilma, eno sosim es haruach ela chal rak bim komo. There's no din that it has to close off the area. Okay? the din. That's called the dofen for the sukkah, right? It's a mechitza, and therefore it's good. That's halacha Moshe Sinai. It's considered mechitza, not viewed as if it's closed up. You see, that's the hakir that the Rav is angling. He wants more of that same halacha as Rabban Rashi. I don't want to spill the beans. You'll look at it later. But I'm just saying, just in terms of what it looks like from Tosus, since Tosus compares it to the Ariel case. Okay, it seems to me that Tosa is learning that it's a din of mevatel and so on. It's not just a din of creating, the mechitza. That's the point I want to make this before. But anyway, that's the case in Erevin. Got it? On that same daf in Erevin, Yudam Beis, look down to source 21. The very same daf in Erevin, on the very same daf in Erevin, a little later on the page, Yom Beis, it talks about or ha'aslo, can refer it. Or ha'aslo lebeis ha'kisei, shall start some type of leather covering. Okay? Chalal ha'nekev shebo mitzdar from this omeid tefach sholeth. Okay? In yesh tachtov kizayis meis, or kelim, the talim ba'oel, pochot dev eno, the talim, tefach, maybe it's a tumor. What does it mean? So we know that such a thing called tumas oel. Okay? We know it's a thing called tumas oel. And tumas oil means a room or building where it's enclosed. It has a roof. Okay, so we know that if there is then any mace that's in there, even if you don't usually for tumah you have to touch the mace. Okay, touch the tumah item or move it. Tumas maga, tumas masa, by touching or carrying, or move, even if you don't carry it directly, but you move it, through some other means. It's on top of something else or whatever. That's called as tumas masa, tumas maga. We know that by a mace, so a human corpse is at the end of a tumas oil. Okay? But the oil has to have a roof. What is a roof? So a roof has to be at least an amma of thickness. A tefach of thickness. Okay? So the case here is this leather covering. Okay? Tanan Hossam, let's look at the mid-20, rather 20. The Tanan Hossam is actually, I think, a price, another mission. Or ha'asa v'chalal shalo mitzdar from the tefach. My or ha'asa amrav v'chana v'rechon or kisa shal b'sa kisa. We define that some kind of. The point is that it also has there is airspace. Let's say underneath the latrines, that it was a kedayis from a mace. Whatever, strange case. If you want to figure it out. But Rashi says in the forage or ha'asa b'sa kisa chalal hanekev shalo mitzdar from those omei tefach sholim. Okay, the air space can combine with the leather to make the strap, the cover, the openable and closable cover, to create a tefach for the purpose of tumas mace. Okay, in any event, the same thing is mentioned over there that we see that the opening and the solid can combine. Okay, that's really why it brings it up. I don't know why Tosaf needed to mention that over here, just as another example, I suppose. But the point is that Tosis is asking, now coming back to Tosis, the Tosis asks, well, why don't we say over here that the Avir Mahagisa, does break it up? Okay? So Tosis answers, it doesn't. You know why? Because here we're dealing with a Dindoraisa. Tosis says, Hocha, the Tefach Mechitza Doraisa, okay, Hilchus Gemila lo osi Avir Mavatalo. This concept of the Avir be mevatel, okay, the Avir cannot be mevatel something which the Torah says in the Mechitza. Tell it to the Raisa. There's no such thing as being mevatel it. Okay? When we're dealing with the case of the Erevin or the case of Asa with Tumataro, okay, we'll still stick with the Erevin case because it's simpler. So here we're trying to say this creates a wall, a halacha, an Erevin, for a Mavoi, all things are Darbanon. Okay? Nobody says that, but by Hilchos Sukkah, no, by Hilchos Sukkah, we're dealing with an absolute deraisa. In other words, Halacha Moshe Sinai is koveya that this wall is not a wall. So you can't say, well, now we're going to say it then that the Avir is mevatel. We can't mevatel something the Torah says is a wall. That's the atosis. Okay? So, just 1 second. Just a moment. I'm just trying to figure out why Tosa brings again the case by Tumim Taharas is also. I guess it's also only the Derabbanan. The case of the leather is like it becomes tamei, right? The leather covering, the strap, this leather covering of the toilet seat becomes tamei. And even if it's not a tefach wide, but the airspace underneath is the airspace underneath where you sit is mitzaref with the or to make your tefach, so it'll become tamei. I guess it's also if Tosis Teretz is that we're dealing here with something that's d'oraisa, like I said before. So you can't say asabir mevatali. I admit that I don't know enough about the Tumim Taharas to say that. I guess that's also only Darbana. I guess so. Okay, I'm not sure why that would be. Not sure. If I have a question, I'm not sure why the Ora Asla case is a case that's only also not a Dindaraisa. I guess the fact that it's mitzaref, and the fact that the thickness of the leather is mitzaref with the airspace to make a tefach, that might only be a din d'rabbanan. And therefore, if there's more airspace down below, so then it's mevatel. I'm not sure. Okay. Anyway, that's an emergent toast here. Yes? Okay. Let's just do one other thing in the next source. Let's turn to the back and take a look at the Maharam. Around the Lublin. Okay. Sukkah Zayin Amud Aleph. Maram wants to argue, and that's what I put it here after this Tosus, that maybe Rashi doesn't agree with Tosus altogether. Disagree with it. Rashi doesn't disagree with Tosos altogether. Take a look at it. You have the Mara? You got a side of the Mara show. Sukkah Zayin Aleph. Rashi, do you want to say, Deno Kenegar Rosh Torah, Rosh Shura, Mitzvah, Tzvon, Zvon, 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 okay. Adu, Mexicar, Mechitz is fine. Okay. Mitoch, Mashmo, Sloshim, Rashi, Shekosav, Umechze, Kedalad, Mechitzis. From the Loshim of Rashi, who said that it looks like Dalad, Mechitzis. Okay. Begam mitoch loshna tosu shakosu afa gav that kayotzi v'zohamar perakama osa v'rahaygi zechuli. Nirali litzaya hatsura be'ofen zeh. Okay. It's like the way we had it for Tosus. But what he's saying is he thinks that Rashi agrees that the thing is away from it, right? In other words, that the panel, that the extra panel, the extra tefach is not attached, but it's away from it. Because it looks, it certainly looks more like if this over here, which looks more like it's completely surrounded, this or this? Yeah. Clearly, this boxed in better, right? It's boxed in more. So the Maram has been dying in Rashi, not the way we learn, not the way Chacham Shlomo learned, not the way we learn Rashi, but the Rashi means this, okay, not this for the Rosh Torah case, and then again presumably maybe for the other case also. So let's see what the Maram says. He says, "Veratzon lomay v'shtayim mizrachis u'dromis azay yamer to mitzah tzfon is marav zitzas nota letzad tzfon v'tzas nota letzad marav." Right, a little bit. That's what it means on an angle. Exactly, I have in the picture. Umechzi ki ilu ha'elo gam kain defanos tzfon lamarav. If you draw it that way, okay, with the, on an angle, that looks like it has a wall on. Our example would be the west and the south. It doesn't matter the directions. Okay, but the way we're used to looking at things, if you draw it on that angle, it looks like a little bit to the west, a little bit to the south. You have a wall, okay? Behind the dal mechitzes, v'mashdayim ha'tzvonas u'marav is kazeh, azayim ha'tem u'tzom mizrochas dromas. Again, the other abu, the same difference. Okay, now he says u'v'sefer ha'chochma shlomo ro'isa shetzir b'inyan acher. The chochma shlomo that we saw above. Okay, learned it Rashi the way we learned it, the way we have the pictures in Rashi in our Gemara. Okay, the other way that it's attached. Aval lo yis yashev, he says lo yis yashev lefitz yuro lo pirish Rashi shekaso mechse kedar mechitzas, but lo shantosu because do I mean a hacha si avir daigis the haigis? The Maram says Tosus is now his kashim Tosus not a kashim. Say Tosus disagrees. Okay, you always say Tosus disagrees with Rashi. Won't be the first time, right? But I mean the other diuk is not a bad diuk. Okay, that. You know, you want to say the way Rashi presented, it looks like, now you could still say this way, it's still boxed in a little bit, but it's definitely better, it's smoother, the way he says. So that means that according to the Maram, the diagram that we have in Rashi is wrong. Okay, the diagram in Rashi is wrong, it's not what Rashi's saying. Okay, so it seems to be a bit of a machlokas as to exactly what Rashi said, yeah.
Could it be that the Maram said this figure said the Ritva and Rashi?
Which word?
The Ritva and the different Rashi that we did.
Yeah.
Which I think made Rashi so agree same, with.
But you don't even come to that. Shomato, the chain of Rashi Kosovo, you would say, Shomachitza Kala Lachor Shayirza. Yeah, we don't have that here. So that's what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Does that sound more like that? Okay. So let me see it. Hayotze makom shemachitza kala chol rosh shiyotze. One second. We don't have that in Gersa. Let me mix that now. Hold on. Let's see Rashi again. I don't know. Machitza kol. It ends more this way, no?
I don't know. The notes on the Ritva.
Well, the wall.
There's a Ritva. Like, what the Ritva is called Rashi is not Mashmana Rashi. And then when the Ritva agrees with
this one. There's Rabbeinu or Rabbeinu. Says there Rabbeinu Haisel Mendura Cheres or Rashi. Mendura Cheres or Rashi. Mokom Shemachitza Kol. And I understand. We don't have that word Mokom Shem wherever you want. No, we do have it. What does it mean? Mokom Shem. We have that. Mokom Shemachitza Kol. L'chol Rosh Yitzchak. Yeah. So what does he mean? I didn't see this. I was looking at the other bits, well, the regular bits. I'm not sure what Girsi has. Afopi Yishol Shemot Sosom B'zeh. Maybe. So that's the first one. So that's the first one, that's Aleph. I'm not sure. I'll put it on hold, we'll come back and we'll see the Ritva. Okay? We'll go back and we'll see the Ritva. Alright, so anyway, that's the Maram. So again, we have Machlokas, the Maram and the Marshal as to what Rashi even means. Okay, and as a byproduct of that, does Tosus disagree with Rashi or Tosus agree with Rashi? The Maram is understanding from Tosus Kasha, certainly can't be the way we learned Rashi. Okay, so you could argue Tosus doesn't agree with Rashi, but he didn't want to say that. He would say, okay, and then we finally have the Maharsha, okay, which maybe we won't start now. Okay, the next source is the Maharsha. Yeah, I know we'll start with the Maharsha talk. He's going to have a third sheet. Now, the two sheetas that we had in Rashi were this and this, right? He's going to have a third sheet that is basically just a hay, okay? That is just like that without the angle at all. If you want to say, or someone wants to say, that's also the Ramban, right?
That's the
Ramban
for Rav.
Okay. But that would agree to that, right? I'm sorry. I agree to that. The question is, what does he say on the ankle one? Yeah. All right, so we'll start with the Marshal tomorrow. We'll finish up all. Okay? Mm-hmm. I said it's a little confusing to hold all these diagrams in place, but okay, we'll get it done.
Thank you.
All right, have a good day.